Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Palladium Lounge on Carnival's Destiny cruise ship on January 22nd to Ocean's 12 as part of the Weezer Cruise. Yeah! I'll be your cruise director for the next hour of chat and games about movies. Does anybody here listen to the podcast? Hey, they're all up front. The non-listening fuckers are all up in the balcony. Except for that guy, he's into it. Yay! Thanks for wearing your robes and your mustaches. Here on the Weezer Cruise tonight, it's mustache night, so it's always sexy night when you see women finally just letting it go and not covering up their mustaches. There's a green one over there. That's pretty sweet. Awesome. Oh, we got a baby in the crowd. That's always great. Babies love podcasts. You probably can't get that thing off of his iPad or his iPhone or whatever he listens to it on. Do you guys have name tags? Did everybody bring name tags? Oh, my God. Not another Justine movie instead of teen movie. I like that. Then we got Richie Rich over here. Is your name Richie or Rich? This thing is crazy. Let me show everybody this thing. It lights up, and it's really charming that we're on a cruise ship right now. And he brought Beyond the Poseidon Adventure poster, and he put his name on there. Before her fate is sealed by the deep, the superliner Poseidon will reveal one last secret. Thomas. He's the last secret. That's a nice one, dude. Good luck to you. Let me see yours too, Sarah. Sarah's my friend from Baltimore that I met the other night at the... Yeah, if you say so. Her name tag is her name written across her tits. That's the best name tag I've ever seen. Screw this amazing one that somebody made some effort. Somebody made a really cool name tag and you walk in here, tits! Let's do this! All right, so Sarah has a little a bottle with a boat inside of it and little waves and sea. Isn't that beautiful? Nicely done, Sarah. Good luck to you. What else have we got over here? You've got Andrew took a Weezer a vinyl copy of which Weezer album is this? What was this one called? Maladroit. And then he just put a piece of paper on it that says his name. But he has a W in his name, so that he is able to use the Weezer logo, the W, and they will be suing you shortly for that. So look forward to that. And yeah, thanks you guys for bringing the name tags and wearing your robes. I've been walking around the ship all day asking everybody to wear their robes tonight because I thought that'd be fun. I'll get it when I get my camera phone out. I'll take a picture of you guys and, you know, look at it later in my cabin. Oh, they were beautiful. Of course, I've been talking on the podcast about going on this cruise for months now, and I got to tell you, it has lived up to the hype. Yeah, right? So much fun. The first night, I got to see Weezer out on the Lido deck. That was an amazing show out there as we were setting sail. Best show? Is that what you said? Okay. You have the weirdest mustache of all of us. Or you walked into a door. She's got a big bloody upper lip, and I'm calling it a mustache. Also on Friday night, I got to see Sebado, Dinosaur Jr. right here in the Palladium Lounge. Young Frankenstein projected on a big screen under the stars. That was really cool. I didn't expect that before I got here. And then, of course, on Friday night, I enjoyed a band called Sleeper Agent. Have you guys seen Sleeper Agent? They're closing it out tonight. I'm going to go check that out tonight. Oh, and by the way, the new Fun Times is here. All Fun Times. They slip it under our door every night. It's a nice little, people probably don't even look at it. I always look at the Fun Times, especially yesterday's, because I want to see where on the top 10 things to do on the boat, this podcast is number 4. Yeah. After three Weezer things. So I'll take that. It is the Weezer cruise. And then I'll just give you guys a heads up. The Fun Times for tomorrow says, get the fuck off the boat. So look forward to doing that. Look forward to disembarkation or whatever they call it, debarkation. Let's see what else I have to say before I bring our amazing guests out here. I think I should just bring them out. Well, let's see what's in the prize bag. Let's check out the prize bag, you guys. I always bring a bag full of stuff, and, you know, since we're on the Weezer cruise, I got some amazing Weezer stuff. I got a sailor hat signed by all the members of the band. That is meant for a normal-sized head. Mine is kind of large, so if you have a smaller head, that'll be good. We got a Weezer Blue Album t-shirt. We got some t-shirts from my comedian buddies who are also going to be coming out here. And a lighter that I found last night, in case you don't have a lighter and you need one. Got some friendship bracelets, because we're here to make friends, you guys. And this is like the piece de resistance, a 4-album vinyl version of Pinkerton that is also signed by all the guys in the band. So let's get this going without any further ado. Let's bring them out here, two of my buddies and two of my new buddies from Weezer and from the world of stand-up comedy. Please help me in welcoming Pat Wilson, Josh Fries, Brendan Walsh, and Graham Elwood. That was the worst game of pass the beach ball around I've ever seen.
Congratulations. She's like, I'm keeping that shit. I ain't giving that up.
She caught it. Sure. She kept it.
Write your name on it. It's your name tag.
Hey, guys.
Leave it there.
Why'd you give it up? That was yours to keep. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on to it.
Nothing's more... A podcast is really fun when there's a beach ball being slapped around. You don't want people concentrating on what we're saying up here. You just want to... Oh, I got to hit that. You got to hit it. Once the beach ball's in the crowd, you got to hit it.
Got to hit it.
You got to just stand there waiting for it. when you get your chance.
So don't break out the frisbee right now.
Josh just took a power drill and stuck it into his beach ball.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah, bounce that around. Come on, you guys, throw around the power drill.
That was Graham Elwood's voice. We all know him from his frequent appearances on the podcast.
Oh,
that is a sad, flat beach ball. Graham Elwood, did you enjoy hosting karaoke here on the boat the other night?
Karaoke, yeah. I had more fun doing bingo earlier today. Bingo was a lot of fun. Bingo!
You were great at hosting bingo.
It was great. It's almost like I've hosted game shows. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Let's go. Let's talk to the guys from Weezer. First of all, Pat, I just have to thank you because I was in a play called The Marijuana Logs.
Like the title.
Oh, really? You guys are into that? And we toured around and played in New York for a while. And the curtain call every night, we would play Hash Pipe. And we would take bows to Hash Pipe. And I never got sick of it. And you're drumming on it. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank
That's
you.
That's not really a question. It's just a statement.
Thank you.
Just a statement about how much I love you. But let me ask you this, Pat. Weezer songs have been featured on the soundtrack of several movies. Do you have a favorite one? A gentleman in the audience thinks Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's the answer to that question.
That man is right.
Were you in one of their movies?
Yes, thank you.
Holy shit!
Thank you.
There's a porn star from the 70s that's yelling stuff out. Show him your dick.
Were you the guy in the scenic elevator smashing his sausage up against the window while people are trying to watch a football game?
Pressing sausage.
Pressing ham.
Cock elevator. Cock evader.
El press chorizo.
So did you have a song in an Ashley and Mary-Kate movie? That, like, New York Minute movie has a Weezer song in it?
No.
That guy's just crazy.
He is a little crazy.
What about Mallrats? You got a song in there, right?
I did, yes.
Mallrats.
That went well.
Was that called Samantha, that song?
It was. It was Samantha Fox, I believe.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Now, Josh Freese, if you guys aren't familiar with this guy's career, holy crap.
That old boy.
Perfect Circle, Vandals, Devo, Nine Inch Nails, Guns N' Roses, and now Weezer. Are you ever going to play in a good band? Do you ever think you can hook up?
I'm hoping so.
Can you hook up with some guys with some talent and really take off? Holy shit, see. Man.
You need something to fall back on.
That's amazing. Brendan Walsh, we haven't talked to him yet. Look at that drunk there in the end. The red face.
Am I that drunk?
Robe wearing drunk.
I know. Cheap Irish skin.
You don't look like you've been on a boat for 3 days at all. You couldn't.
Just
you
how
couldn't
I look.
Apparently, you couldn't find the comb and sunscreen store because they have one here on the boat where they just sell combs and sunscreen.
I did them wrong. I put sunscreen in my hair and combed my face, and it got all red and messed up. In that order.
So confusing. God damn it! What do you do?
All right. Let me ask you guys a question about this particular cruise. Each one of you can answer. We'll go down the line. We'll start with Pat. Have you tripped and fallen into a lifeboat at any point?
I love that story. That's a great story. Oh, I just, you know, I tripped and fell in the lifeboat.
Graham's explaining it to Josh now that the Italian captain of that ship that won't be mentioned while we're at sea... the captain of that ship, Piazza di Shitto, or whatever his name is, Francesco Shittitucci, his excuse for getting off the boat before everyone else, because, you know, the captain's supposed to stay till the end, his excuse was that he tripped and fell into the lifeboat.
That's such a common mistake. Oh, I'm in a lifeboat. Sorry. Suck it.
Happens all the time.
Happened to me.
What are you going to do? But since this is Doug Loves Movies and not Doug Loves Lifeboats.
Boat crashes.
Doug Loves Boat Crashes.
I was thinking we could just run this thing right up the Mississippi. Like, how far can we get up the Mississippi with this boat?
I don't know. It'd be like the American Fitzcarraldo.
I don't get it.
Thanks, Graham.
It's a great obscure film reference, what that is.
There's that guy again. The
guy's a big Fitzcarraldo fan. That
Security.
Guy, a big Fitzcarraldo fan.
There's a little more heckling than there usually is. But he seems cool. He seems like there's a chance he might stop on his own.
He might trip into a lifeboat. You don't know what's going to happen.
Well, he's sitting right there. He's going to trip, fall in a lifeboat. But I know you guys are on tour. You got families, the whole deal. But let's start with Pat and talk about, have you been to the motion pictures or watch one at home lately?
I've seen them.
Which one? What's the most recent movie you saw, if you had to name it?
Tangled.
That's why I said you have kids before I finished the question, because that's what happens to everybody I know with kids, is it's just they've seen every Pixar movie and every Disney movie. But Tangled's a pretty good one, though, right?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it. It's for children. Yeah. What do you mean you don't know? You watched it. You were just in the room while it was on.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Paul F. Tompkins is in that, I think.
Oh, yeah? I think
that's
you're right.
I
think he does a voice in that.
Yeah.
All right, go comb your face.
It's getting redder now.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think the stage lights are good for your crazy red face.
No, it's. I don't know. I think maybe I'm embarrassed.
This is like Willy Wonka. You're going to turn into a big strawberry.
I'm going to get sucked up a tube.
Speaking of great movies for children, what about you, Josh? Have you been to the cinema lately?
I can't remember last time I saw him. I've got four kids, so I don't get out of the house.
Yeah, you don't get out ever. You're on tour or with the kids.
But we were watching. My kids are obsessed. All of them are obsessed with The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Human Centipede, but that's another good one.
Oh, I love Human Centipede.
Don't even start with that. He told me all about that. I don't want to know.
You love it? We'll talk later.
I've got some problems with it, though. I would have shot it differently. I would have shot it much differently. That's a whole other podcast.
Okay. We'll regroup.
My kids watch it so much, and it was around Christmas time, and they were watching it extra much. And it was Christmas morning, and my 3-year-old girl all morning kept on singing. She's going, "This is Halloween, this is Halloween." I'm going, "It's actually Christmas morning." But you can keep singing, it's Halloween.
Yeah, quit singing that, you dipshit.
Go to your room.
Kick her around.
Christmas is canceled this year.
You dipshit.
That's how I talk to your kids. You dipshit.
Go to your room and put sunblock in your hair.
Brush out your face before you come to dinner, you dipshit.
Graham, I know you were just on the podcast recently and repeatedly. But do you have a new motion picture experience that you can share with us?
I actually did see Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I saw that movie.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah,
you saw that? You took the kids to one movie over the holiday season.
Come on, kids!
Hey, kids, who wants to see a brutal anal rape scene?
And he wanted to see him.
My old boss did the music for it. So I wanted
Trent Reznor.
Yeah, Mr. Reznor.
Nice.
Scored it.
Boss dropper.
You said.
Boss dropper.
You said brutal anal rape?
Yeah.
That's what's in the
middle of that. Instead of like a gentle anal rape.
Yeah, sweet anal rape. Yeah. There's no sweet anal rape.
Sweet sensitive anal.
Hush, little baby. Here comes my Fitzcarraldo.
The guy didn't mean to anal rape her. He just tripped and fell into the wrong.
Whoa! What the? Slippery when wet. Boom. Bon Jovi.
Well, now look where we are.
That's code name. I'm going to give her a little Bon Jovi. Is mean slip and accidentally fuck someone in the butthole. That's
the first time anyone said that here in the Palladium Lounge. On one of the finest family cruise lines in the world. I mean, so far this boat hasn't hit anything. These guys are good. Except for maybe some choppy waters. What about you, Brendan? What's your latest cinematic experience?
I saw the Dragon Tattoo movie as well, but I also saw a screener of that, what's it called?
That one. What am I talking to my parents?
No, we were talking to Tree of Life.
Oh yeah.
Terrence Malick's.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's Tree of Life. It's very simple. We're all everything's connected. I got it. We don't need 3 hours of dinosaurs and.
There's a lot of magma. Oh.
Some nice looking stuff.
It's a weird movie. People are into it though. Some people love it. Has anybody here seen Tree of Life?
And you loved it.
What's your take?
Did you like it? Yeah, they're into it. Hippies like it.
This one girl over here just went, it's fucking weird.
She's still talking about Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, right. Human Centipede. Yeah, what kind of a name is Lisbeth?
I watched Moneyball recently, too, in a hotel.
Oh, I like Moneyball.
My wife tried to
Did you know, little known fact, Moneyball never ends. It just goes on for like 3 hours.
It's about all of baseball. Yeah. It starts with Abner Doubleday twirling his mustache.
And then Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah, and it ends now.
A lot of mustache twirling.
Thanks.
But that was a good movie, Moneyball. That was my next question. We'll start on your end, Brendan.
Let's talk about Sideways.
Sideways is a great movie.
I like
but why do you why'd you bring it up?
Sequel.
I think I can relate to the alcoholism and the adultery stuff.
Yeah. It's got both of those things.
Resonates.
Yeah. I love that movie. I was honestly a little disappointed by The Descendants because it to me, I like Sideways more, but Descendants is good too. You're not going to see that. You have kids. You'll never see it. Brendan?
Yes.
Favorite movie of last year? You've already
mentioned
a few.
Last year, 2011?
Sure.
Favorite movie?
Go.
No, that
Super High Me was a few years ago, but thank you. That guy votes for it every year. Even though no one wants him to vote for anything. He's gonna write that down on his ballot in November.
Yeah, for the presidential election.
Obama, Romney. Super High Me! I wrote it in, dude! Not a wasted vote.
Hey, Pat needs a beer. Does anybody have a beer for Pat?
Oh,
he's been talking about beer for the last hour.
Can someone give Pat a beer? Oh, look at this. The guy, this guy's finally useful.
Can we get the old boy a bass or something?
What the hell?
Shut him up.
I don't know, man. This is
kind of
like...
weird. He's got a bucket. He's got a bucket of beers that are in glasses.
I don't want a bucket.
Nice.
That is innovative. It's supposed to be a bucket of bottled beers, weirdo. And now he's just leaving. I just came here to give Pat some beer. What?
This girl just yelled out, "Watch out, Pat. It's got the date rape drug in it." Someone's going to get a slippery when wet. I tell you that much. Someone's going to get their sweater torn.
It's worth it.
You got to lose your anal virginity someday, right?
Yes.
What?
Everyone's like, no.
Hey, in international waters, it's all right.
You don't have to lose that. You never have to lose that.
No, it's yours to keep, your anal virginity. What was your favorite movie, Graham, last year?
I didn't even answer mine.
Yeah, that's how much I cared about your answer.
Jen Wilson.
I don't even have a good one. Well, Contagion I liked more than I thought I would.
Yeah, it looks like you're coming down with something right now.
Do I look that bad?
Well, you know what? I think the red robe, I probably do too. The red robe makes your face look, the white robe makes your red face look even redder.
No, I can feel
redder.
I'm flushed.
Yeah, you are.
What happens when I drink and get in the sun?
Well, that's good that you did both of those things all day today to prepare for this. What's your favorite movie from last year? You.
I don't know. Favorite? Contagion I liked. I can't remember something that blew me away last year.
Harry Potter.
I've never seen a Harry Potter
Henry
movie
Potter.
Ever.
Midnight in Paris.
Everyone's suggesting what his favorite movie should be.
I might, but you might hit on it.
So it's like, what's your favorite food? Potato chips, hamburgers.
Graham Elwood's turn. I've asked you this probably 3 or 4 times in the last few weeks.
I'd say, I vacillate back and forth, but on this show, I'll say 50-50. I just watched it again, and I really liked it. I really like 50-50.
Well, it's weird that I've never heard of 50-50.
I like that.
I've never heard of half these movies.
50-50 was the Seth Rogen movie, and Jason Gordon-Levitt, he's got cancer, shaves his head.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
It is strangely uplifting.
It is, actually.
And very funny, but also definitely sad.
Way to go.
You guys probably didn't really, like we've already discussed, have mostly just seen the children's movies.
Yeah.
Did you like Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
I did like it. But I got to be honest, I was expecting a little more. I liked the way it looked. And
you love the music.
And I like the music, of course. but I don't know, it was good, but it wasn't great.
Are we talking about the one without subtitles?
What?
This is the one without the subtitles.
Yeah, this is the one
yeah,
with
the new one.
Where they talk in a way where you don't have to read.
Okay.
Like when the first Girl with the Dragon Tattoo came out, I went, if I wanted to read a movie, I'd read the book. And I don't want to read either. And I'm still holding out on this new movie because people say the same thing you said, is that it's
I like
long.
It, but there's a lot of it's hype long. About it, and it's long, but I did like it, but right. I'm not dying to see it.
Right on. Again. And Pat's favorite, is, of course, is Tangled.
No, I'm going with Rango.
Oh, Rango!
Rango to the top of the list.
I yelled that in the bingo hall today. Okay. Rango!
Rango!
Yeah, he walked in and yelled Rango. Because people were yelling bingo, get it? I thought it was funny when it happened. But I was drunk. As I am now. Shall we play a game or two?
Yeah!
Let's do it!
Let's play a game.
This is like NPR, but better.
It's a noisier, more anal rape references NPR.
Yes!
That's what we're doing here.
We're like Terry Gross.
Oh. Terry Extra Gross.
Yeah. Terry Disgusting.
All things considered, anal rape.
You gotta consider it.
If you're considering everything, you gotta throw it in the mix.
You gotta consider that! It's everything!
You gotta keep it on the table.
Squishing a turd through a screen door. That's a thing.
All right, cut off Brandon.
You gotta consider all of it.
Just consider it. I'm not saying you gotta make a yes or no. I'm just saying consider it. Yes, this guy went, yes!
You're gonna cover all the bases.
Consider.
Oh. All right, let's start with Build a Title. Eight people that are here love it. I'll walk you through it. Brendan and Graham have played this before, so we'll start down on that end because they know what they're doing, theoretically. We start with a movie title suggested by folks on Twitter. I went on my Twitter account today. It only cost me $79 to go on the internet for 2 seconds. And... You have to add a title to the beginning and the end of the original title I give you. These Scott. A's are dropped from the beginning of the titles. And there's an example would be, if it was Godfather, it would just be, instead of The Godfather, it would just be Godfather. And then you could add to the beginning or the end, so you could go, Oh Godfather. And then you can add to the other end, Oh God, Father of the Bride, etc. Got it?
Good.
Yes. All right, let's do it. Start with Graham. Marino21 on Twitter suggested Sucker Punch. So Graham, give me a movie, and if you think of one in the audience, don't yell it out. It's just between these guys up here.
I'm going to get you Sucker Punch.
Ooh, nicely done.
Boom, boom.
All right. Now we go to Brendan.
Punch Drunk Love. I'm going to get you Sucker Punch Drunk Love.
Nice. We come around here to Pat. Wilson, you need a movie that ends.
I'm gonna. What is it now?
You need a movie that ends in I or begins in
sucker
drunk.
Punch, drunk I got.
I'm gonna get you Sucker Punch Drunk Love. Actually,
oh, Love Actually.
I'm getting the short end here, man.
Actually, it's a tough one.
Very exciting. Actually, is a tough one. That could be a stopper. And on the other end, we've got. It's I'm gonna get you Sucker Punch Drunk Love Actually. So
I'm gonna get you punch. What? Get you Sucker Punch Love drunk Actually.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay, so you're out. Better luck in the next round. And we go to Graham.
Thank you.
You are a man after my own heart, my friend.
Then we go to Graham.
I love making up movies, and you didn't even try. You just fucking bam, anything. I love it.
Okay, Graham.
That was for Scott.
Something that ends in I or I'm. Because I don't think actually is going to lead to anything. Actually, McBeal.
Actually,
No, they can't. No audience help. No audience help.
Actually,
you're almost out of time, you cocksucker.
Extraordinary gentlemen. Leave extraordinary gentlemen.
Action League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I like it.
Wait, you can do that? Take your pants off. Can't wear a robe.
Slippery. It's Brendan's turn now, so that's what happens is you get screwed up.
Wait, what was it?
Gentleman.
Gentleman.
So you need something to be man.
Okay.
Man. Or gentleman.
Oh, man without a face.
Nice. Right. Now we go to Pat.
Not a lot of reaction. Yeah. But
you gotta sell it. You gotta go fucking get up there and walk it around.
Yeah, you gotta do like Graham. You gotta act like you're not gonna come up with anything, even though you thought of it right away.
I know how to work.
Give me a minute.
Were you not in the fucking bingo hall? Do you not see the magic that I spun in the goddamn bingo hall?
I'm trying to make my face get redder before I stand up.
Just a
man without a face that's red.
Seriously, somebody get him some Aqua Velva. Just fucking.
I'm all right.
Okay, it's Pat's turn. So you just need something that begins with face.
Oh, it's easy.
Do I have to start from the very beginning?
No, just say face, and then whatever your next
face
movie
off.
Is. Yeah,
of course.
That's how it's done.
Switch faces with the guy.
Josh is out this round.
So it goes to me?
You'll get back in, though. So we go to Graham.
Face officer and a gentleman. I'm on a boat.
I'm going to edit that out.
Oh. At least we'll know on the boat.
Okay, so we're back to man again. Officer and a gentleman, Brendan.
And, well, lots of things start with man.
Yeah, they do. You got to name one right now.
All right.
Man witch.
It's a
three.
Man,
two.
Man on fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that a movie?
Man on fire. It is, starring Denzel Washington.
Yeah, it's a great. He's a CIA guy, just clean kills everybody in Colombia or some shit. It's awesome.
All right, we're back to Pat.
Denzel.
This is a big one. I'm going to get you, Sucker Punch, Drunk Love, Action League of just Extraordinary Gentlemen without a face, officer, and a gentleman.
On fire.
On fire. Fire.
Walk with me.
Fire, walk with me. It's really called Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, but I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
Because
thank
I
you.
Love you. And I do not love Graham Elwood. Go.
That's cool.
It's, we're back to man again. Every movie ends in man. Oh, me. Sorry. me. Me.
Me, myself.
Comma.
Me, myself, and Irene.
That's right. All right. Yeah, that might be the end. Irene might be a tough one. We'll give Brendan 3 seconds to sit there red-faced.
Is my face still that red?
Irene.
No, it's better. You look great.
It feels cooler.
Wearing a robe under lights.
Irene. Yeah, what that guy said. Me, myself, and Irene.
If you pronounce it Irene, Irene on me. I think this is good. I think this is a...
I don't think Irene is...
I think we reached the end of that one. I think Pat Wilson gets the point.
All right.
Really?
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Graham gets the point.
Fuck, Jesus. Oh, that's bullshit.
Boo. I'm with you guys. I'm with you. Graham wanted to take his pants off.
Wow.
Wearing a robe with jeans. Stupid.
I like him tight. I like it's tight on my slippery one wet.
Yeah, we can. You guys want? You guys ready for the Leonard Maltin game? Should we do that?
Man.
We don't need to play a bunch of rounds of that. That was a really good one.
That was fun.
How long did it go? Can you read the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm gonna get you, Sucker Punch, Drunk Love, Action League of Extraordinary Gentlemen without a face, officer, and a gentleman on fire. Walk with me, myself, and Irene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Put that on a fucking marquee.
Put that on your yacht and flip it over.
I didn't get to it, but another movie that was suggested by someone named Moray, M-A-U-R-A-E, I came up with this riddle inspired by that person's suggestion. What's Captain Francesco Schettino? You know, the guy from the other boat. There's only two boats in the world, this one and that other one. What's Captain Francesco Schettino's favorite movie? Boat Trip.
Sideways.
Now, Brandon Walsh, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, check him out on Facebook, you guys. Good gravy. Well.
And I'll be having high blood pressure.
Josh Freese setting up drunken comedians since 2012.
Love
just
it.
Now. Right? Because if you wouldn't have come up with that if he hadn't said sideways 10 minutes ago.
Hey, probably.
This guy has a good point. He's like, that's a long time ago. Nobody here remembers that. All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
Yeah!
This is where shit gets real. This is where it gets very serious, because each of you gentlemen, I'd like you to go into the audience and choose from these amazing things that have been created by people.
Holy shit.
Who you would like to play for.
I already picked Sarah there.
Okay, go get Sarah's. Brandon's going to play for Sarah and her beautiful ship in a bottle.
That Sue's on
that,
a thing.
Then he'll drop and break.
Trap
sure.
Closets, Jesus. On a shoe. Nice. Just a bottle of gin. This gentleman has an iPhone. This guy's just holding up whiskey. Nice. Mustaches. This guy's just showing his chest.
Who do you want?
Brian.
There's a guy with a will work for Weezer sign. Doesn't have his name anywhere on it. So he doesn't understand what a name tag is.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one.
Hey, you don't have
work for Weezer.
This part is especially fun for the listener if you drag it out really long.
I gotta go with the Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. That's got.
I gotta go with Lollipop.
Thomas. Oh, Pat's hungry for a big lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Where did Josh go? Where's he at? He went deep into the crowd.
Deep.
I just wanted a free mustache.
Just wandering around the room.
Get those oranges in case we all get scurvy.
Why is this girl don't following scurvy, you? What's going on with that? Where does she think she's going?
She was about to trip and fall.
So who did you... Who did you pick, Josh? That girl?
Where's your fuck?
Where'd you get that from? See, there's supposed to be name tags. You're not just supposed to get an item from somebody.
Yeah, anybody got 20 bucks? Can I just get 20 bucks?
Oh, I get it.
No.
Anybody got a protein bar? I'm starting my blood sugar.
Oh, do that, dude. Josh, just grab that.
Oh, you picked the oranges?
Yeah. No, I picked the girl over.
No, you just bring the name tag up.
Okay.
Which she doesn't apparently have one. She just has a mustache. But let's get her name. What's her name? Sorry, oranges.
Jennifer.
But thanks for bringing... Hang on to those oranges, because if this thing flips and scurvy kicks in... Jennifer, okay. So we just have to remember that you're playing for Jennifer. Can you do that? What's the name on the lollipop there, Pat?
Hollypop.
Aw,
that's cute. Oh,
that's so adorable.
Yeah.
All right. So we got
a few drinks. So I don't know how we're gonna do.
Hey, where are you going with that bucket?
I don't want a bucket.
I don't want a bucket.
I ordered a beer the other day from a guy, and he tried to sell me a bucket.
A lot of lemon.
And I was like, I don't want the
bucket.
That's
rubbing alcohol.
Try more talking at the same time, you guys.
Let's all talk at the same time from now on.
What's that? Really weird. What you're saying?
Let's all say our social security numbers at the same time.
He's got a beer right here, but thank you. Okay, it's Foster's.
Yeah!
Oh, no, it's a Miller. Okay.
Slippery.
All these light
wet.
Beers should add up to one beer.
Loudmouth soup.
All right, so since Graham won that exciting round of Build
First of
title,
all, everyone who made a name tag, give everybody a round of applause. That's very cool you guys do that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And I just feel bad.
Very
you can't
cool,
forgive
everybody.
You.
Do you have more to say?
Oh, and wow. Now, everybody who didn't applaud, give the people who applauded a round of applause.
Yeah. How about electricity, you guys, making this show bright?
I love
How
it.
How about that?
All right. Well, we do have a hard out on this show, so let's no more sidebars. Oh, look, okay. He's got his mustache on. That looks awesome.
Yeah, it does look.
How an elephant got in your pajamas, you'll never know.
Put it on.
I'm feeling good.
Does Graham put on a mustache too?
Yeah, I will. Relax.
Put it on.
Take your time.
Put it on.
You're first, Graham.
All right.
You get to pick a category. You get to choose between, and again, audience members, if you think you know it, don't yell out. It's just between these people up on stage who are playing for, Brendan's playing for Sarah, Graham's playing for Thomas, Jennifer mustache, Josh is playing for Jennifer, and Pat is playing for Holly Pop to win this amazing bag of prizes. And Graham, you get to pick a category. Would you like not chipmunks? That's movies with talking animals that are not chipmunks. Or I'm Inside You, which is... No, not it's not a girl with a dragon tattoo. It's body switch movies. Movies where two characters switch bodies.
Oh.
Or...
I love those movies.
Or, this is a fun category, Roadhouse. There's a classic movie, Roadhouse, of course.
Love it.
Yes.
But the category Roadhouse means movies that have an RV. Because that is a roadhouse.
RV. Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Movie RV.
I'm going to go with, I think in honor of Patrick Swayze, I will go Roadhouse.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. I'm crazy for Swayze.
All right. This movie features some sort of, I have to repeat that one, but.
Repoint it.
He said you're quasi.
You're quasi. You're quasi for Swayze. I'm tired.
Sean Everett.
All right, Leonard Maltin. This clue, you got to listen to the clues, guys. That's a huge
part
of this.
Here we go.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2.5 stars. It's from the year 1993. It's got some sort of RV in it. He calls it sporadically tense and competently directed. And surprisingly absorbing. But then he only gave it 2.5 stars.
93?
And yeah, that's the year. And there are 6 names listed in the cast. How many names do you think you get?
If you answer wrong, do you get negative points?
No, you don't get penalized for answering wrong. Okay. But you definitely want to make the person next to you answer it, or you do it correctly. So if you don't think you can do it, just when it's your turn, say name that movie.
Wow.
So we'll start with Graham with 6 names.
Shit, I'm gonna go 6 names. I don't.
Yeah, go with a big opening bid, and then and then we'll go to Brendan over there on the end.
5 names, I guess.
5 names. Then we come around to Pat. So you can either tell him name it, which 5 names is a lot of names out of 6, or you can bid lower and just say 4 names or 3 or.
I can make that movie in 2 names.
2 names.
Oh shit! Laying it down. And you guys, don't yell out. Whatever you do, don't yell
Wilson
out.
Wilson washed up on the beach, and he's ready to play.
Oh, shit.
Is he related to that guy?
Yeah.
Are you related to the Wilson from Castaway?
Are you related to
Zero
the tennis
name.
Ball?
I think
negative
so,
negative
right?
2 names. I'm ready to do this.
Negative 2?
No.
Just 2. Okay, he says 2. So we go to Josh. So Josh, you can either say name it, and if he fails to name it in 2 names, you will get the point, or you can bid lower and say 1 name.
Take the
or
point.
0 names. Say name that movie to Pat if you want him to name it. Into your microphone.
Name that movie, Pat.
Do it!
Yeah! Showdown!
Right, Pat. So Pat. I'm going to name 2 names that were in this movie, and then you're going to tell me the name of it. It's got an RV in it, it's sporadically tense, competently directed, and your 2 names are Peter Green and Jeremy Piven. It's got an RV in it.
Those are deep cuts back then. No one knew who those guys were back then.
Yeah. They had smaller parts in this movie. But it's not up to you. It's just on him.
I've got a good Peter Green story, though.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear it.
Is that the guy from Pulp? Is he in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Is that the
He's one of the 2 guys that speaking
let's
of anal
do
rape.
Let's do this, then I got a story. It involves us both.
He gets
naked.
Medieval on somebody's ass.
I've got my story involves us both naked, and I'm on my children's lives.
Let's everybody just corner Josh later on the boat to hear his Peter Green is naked story. Do you have any idea, Pat?
I sure don't.
Guess a movie that's got an RV in it, if you could think of one.
Two names.
Brendan suggested RV out loud.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. You both did.
Did it.
RV? When I said the categories RV.
Oh, yeah, I got it. I got it.
RV. Yes.
Defending your life.
Did that have an RV in it?
Oh, yeah. Big one.
No. That was Lost in America.
No, it was a tram they were on, actually.
Yeah. Lost in America had an RV, though. That would be a good one for next time. No, the rest of the names are Stephen Dorff, Dennis Leary, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Emilio Estevez, and it's called Judgment Night.
That's a terrible movie.
Yeah!
I know,
Judgment
right?
Night.
Of course I wouldn't know that movie.
And they're in Vegas, and Jeremy Piven kills the stripper or whatever? Yeah, it's weird.
No, that's an entirely other different one, and we don't have time for it. Josh gets the point, everybody. Point to Josh. All right, we'll start with Graham again. But this time, we're going around the other way.
Oh, shit.
So you're next, Josh, so be ready. Graham gets to pick a category from these options. Someone on Twitter called A Dog and His Boy suggested No Shoes, which are the films that star either Joe Pantoliano or John Leguizamo, known in the industry as Joey Pants and Johnny Legs. So either one of those two guys is in this movie. Or celebrating a birthday today on the mainland, I assume, is actress Diane Lane.
I like Diane Lane.
Diane Lane films.
Or
in honor of Weezer, films in which Shirley MacLaine plays a character named Weezer.
What?
That's not a real thing. There's at least one. So which category would you like, Graham? Weezer, Diane Lane, or Joey Pants or Johnny Legs? Which one would you like?
I'm going to go No Shoes. I'm going to go Pants and Legs.
All right. Either Joe Pantoliano or John Leguizamo is in this movie. It's from 1999. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars. He says about this movie that it has John Leguizamo in it. Yes, and it has or Joe Pantoliano. Thanks for helping. Right. And it's got an overlong script, and it's also is an Oscar winner for film editing, sound effects editing, and visual effects. And it's from 1999. And Leonard Maltin lists 7 names. How many names do you think you get it in, Graham Elwood? Then we're going to Josh Fries.
6.
6, good opening bid. Josh, you can go lower, or you can tell Graham to name the movie.
Name that movie.
Whoa! Yeah,
shit. Way to go, Josh.
6 names.
Call his bluff.
I have a pretty good feeling Graham is going to get this.
Really?
But I like the way you play, Josh. I like your half-mustache way of playing. Your 6 names, Graham. I'm not even going to give you the clues again. Your 6 names are Marcus Chong, Joe Pantoliano, Gloria Foster, Hugo Weaving, Carrie Ann Moss, and Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh. The Matrix.
That's correct. Point
Never
to Graham Elwood.
And, oh, Never and, seen it.
What?
What?
It was I have a great story about The Matrix. I forced Josh to watch it. Dude, it's amazing. It's mind-bending.
We were flying 12 hours to Korea, and he goes, "You've got no excuse. You've never seen The Matrix. It was one of the 20 movies you could choose from." And he made me watch it, but I gave up after like 20 minutes.
Well, hey. Settle down.
He took the wrong pill.
He was watching it. Yeah.
I was out.
You went down the wrong rabbit hole.
3 Ambien.
You went down
the
anal hole. It's, you were watching it on a tiny screen, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, how impressive is The Matrix when it's this big? And also, the effects have been copied, and the ideas have been copied so many times since.
I got sad right away.
Really?
That's sad.
He was like, dude, no, check this movie about wine drinkers.
Because I'm supposed to like it, but I didn't want to.
It's amazing.
It.
They get real hammered.
Still never seen it.
Well, if
never seen RoboCop either. Or Terminator. Never seen Terminator, never seen RoboCop. But I've seen Sideways 75 times.
What about like Star Wars? You ever seen Star Wars? Or
I've heard of Star Wars.
It's a little crazy indie flick. Not a lot of people saw it.
I've seen Peter Green naked at the Beverly Hot Springs in Los Angeles.
All right, tell us the story. You're dying to tell us, so we might as well hear it.
I go to this place because I don't stretch and my body's all fucked up and I play drums. So I go get massages at this place. And I'm going to this place called the Beverly Hot Springs in Los Angeles. And I see this guy and he's in the locker room and he's naked. He's standing there and he goes, and he looks hungover and he looks fucked up and he goes, "Is this supposed to get all the toxins out of you?" And he looked like he needed some toxins taken out of him. He looked like he was on some crazy, like, 48-hour bender. And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Okay." And that was it. And I go, "That was the guy from Pulp Fiction." The end.
Nice.
He was naked.
Sweat it out.
Yeah, I might have had a towel.
And you were both naked?
I'm kind of modest. I was probably wearing a towel, but he was standing there naked.
It's more of an anecdote.
Yeah.
An
anecdote. or more of an antidote to fun. I'm just joking.
It's a good story, right?
Such a sensitive boat crowd.
Hey, come on.
Oh, that'd be fun if you're a band on the ship, come out and yell, "Hello, boat people." All right, so one time I was in a bathroom, it was my birthday, and I was at the gym, and Keanu Reeves was next to me changing out of
Glory
his clothes.
Hole.
Yeah, no, that's not how it ends.
While you were,
that's
while
how
you
it begins.
Shitting,
and you
you're
tripped
shitting in a stall.
Glory hole.
And you tripped and fell?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
And, he was like, "I am an FBI agent." No, it's not. It's like your story. It doesn't have much of an ending. He was in his underwear, and I just quietly said to myself, "Happy birthday."
Did you wink at
him? Like, I'm not into dudes, but if you're going to see a guy in his underwear, might as well be Keanu Reeves, right?
Did you wink at him when you said that?
No, I said it really quietly.
That's even creepier than if you said it out loud.
Did you whisper it to him?
Happy birthday.
No, I think it's creepier to say out loud to a man in his underwear at the gym, "Happy birthday."
Happy birthday. What if someone just walked by and just saw you all alone in the corner? "Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday."
Also included in here are Brendan Walsh's t-shirts, his face, and it says Bendejo underneath his face. And Graham Elwood's Palm Strike shirt and a copy of his CD, Comedians Got a Boo Boo.
Yep.
And those are also available in the store
and
here,
the
gift shop. And after the show, which is going to be over shortly, Graham and Brendan and I will be in the gift shop. If any of you wanted a picture with us and you haven't gotten it yet here on the cruise, come up to the gift shop right after the show, and we will hang out there for a while and sign stuff.
Yeah, we'll sign whatever you want.
Yeah. Brendan, what did you do with your mustache? You have two of them there hanging off your ears?
I have mustache earrings.
Yeah, you look like a Hasidic Jew.
Yeah. If anybody needs to be circumcised, I'll chop off all dicks on the Lido deck later.
Yeah, chopping off dicks on the Lido deck, you guys.
I'm going to be a dick chopper.
Yeah, and then right after that belly flop contest.
It's great that little boy's got the earphones on.
Oh, yeah. That's so great.
Oh, that is a good idea.
Catamaran. Those,
give him something else to do during this horrible... He can't hear. That's amazing.
He's got nothing.
Can he see, though? Happy birthday! So,
do you want me to chop off your little wet dick, kid? I mean, that's inappropriate, but it was funny to say.
He's got headphones on. This one does not. This one is traumatized.
Well, this one doesn't even know things yet. He's just like there sucking his thumb.
Mom's got a mustache.
I wish that was like that still.
That's adorable.
The best.
Let's hear it for him, you guys. Congratulations. Graham won for Thomas.
Wait.
Yeah.
Thomas is the winner. You got two points, right?
No, one.
Wait, we didn't even.
Who got the first point?
He got
the first point.
It's a tie. Oh, shit. Sorry, Thomas. Sorry. That's why I was just like chatting and stuff. I thought the game was over. I thought it was finished.
No.
We got work to do, you guys.
Happy birthday.
Sorry, Thomas. Sorry about that, Thomas.
Happy birthday.
So who got the first point?
I did.
Josh
has a point.
Graham has a point.
That's why I forgot, because Josh should never really get a point.
I'm not really trying.
The way he plays.
Did All I right. lose a point?
No, you don't lose anything.
Oh, then we'll
so
go
you're still
way.
In it, man. But we also got to finish by 7:30.
What time is it?
I was like wrapping it up, so We've got 8 minutes. 8 minutes, mustache lady.
7:20?
All right, here we go.
8 minutes, kid.
So Graham got...
chop off your dick on the Lido deck.
Graham got the point, so we'll start with Brendan, then we'll move to Pat. We'll go the other way around.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, yes. Brendan, pick a category. Would you like... let's see what else we've got here in my category machine. Would you like, let's see, a movie with four letters in the title? Examples would be Spun or Salt or MASH.
Yeah.
Or Wayans World. That's movies that have one or more Wayans brothers in it. Or Short Film. That's a movie that has one or more little people in it.
Oh, boy.
Short-ish people. Which would you like? A short people movie? Wayans Worlds or four letters in the title?
I think Wayans Worlds might be the easiest one to get.
That's a good way to look at it. This is from the year 2000. Leonard gives it 2.5 stars. He calls it lowbrow. What? What? A Wayans movie?
2.5 stars?
So weird.
2.5, lowbrow.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
And he's, is it the right Wayans brothers that he's talking about?
And he says about this movie, the fact that the Motion Picture Association gave this film an R rating surprised even Hollywood. I don't even know what Leonard means by that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it's 2.5 stars from the year 2000, and Leonard lists 13 names.
All right.
So how many names do you think you can get it in?
I don't know. Let's start at 12.
12 names, that's a good opening bid. Pat? You guys are like cheaters. 12 names, so you can go lower. I recommend 11.
I'm going to go 11.
Okay. Josh, I recommend 10 names for you.
10 names sounds good.
Okay. Graham?
Name that movie.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. Graham's going to win for this motherfucker.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Sorry, Sarah.
Should I just give the prizes to Thomas right now? I already tried.
I don't know. He might name it.
He might name it.
Anything it's going to be obvious.
One of us is going to walk away a winner.
All right. Here we go, Josh. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
This worked out perfectly.
We both have a point.
Yeah. Which is rare for you. Having a point.
Wait a minute.
Bum, bum,
that sounded like an insult.
All right, 10 names.
I'm too stupid to know I was insulted.
Here's your 10 names.
So this is a Wayans Brothers movie?
Yeah, some of the Wayans Brothers are in
this. None of them.
You might hear some of their names right now out of the 10. And your 10 names are David L. Lander, Rick Dukeman, Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Dave Sheridan, Sherry O'Terry, Lachlan Moreau, Regina Hall, Kurt Fuller, and Anna Faris.
No yelling out.
And it's from 2000, 2.5 stars. What do you think it is, Josh?
Oh, you know what it is, man. You know it, Josh.
Cannonball Run 2.
Oh, come on, dude.
That is an amazing guess. But the correct answer is Scary Movie.
Yeah, fucking shit. God damn it.
Shit,
and Thomas is still our winner.
Scary Movie. Who watches Scary Movie?
Thomas is unstoppable.
Sarah.
There you go, buddy.
Sorry. Happy birthday!
Sorry about that false alarm earlier.
God damn it. I knew
watches
that.
These movies.
I knew that shit.
Fucking Scary Movie.
All right.
I hate these movies. Scary Movie.
But the losers tonight did not lose because they get to pick who I call a shithead here at the end of the show. I will call anyone you want a shithead if you were one of the three people that did not win. So where's Holly Pop at? Where is she? Where's Holly?
She's right there, yeah.
Yeah, who do you want me to...
No, that's not Holly.
Do you have your shithead on here? Where is it? Oh, okay.
Sean.
Oh, okay, that's a good one. I'll remember that. Where's Holly Pop? Where's she at? Come over here and tell me who you want me to call a shithead. Just anybody you want. Oh, sorry. Okay. And where's the mustache girl? That'd be horrible for that nickname stuck. P- pick anybody you want me to call a shithead, mushhead girl, mustache girl. I love the wireless mic. I can actually go into the crowd for a change. This is exciting.
Technology.
Okay, who would you like? Okay, you got it. All right.
Mustache. I'm concerned that there's that many people. People want to be called a shithead.
Well, everybody has a shithead in their life. It would be fun to call them that on a podcast listened to by hundreds.
I guess that's true.
By hundreds.
This old boy.
Patrick Wilson.
They're easy for me to remember. I don't have to write any of them down. All right. Thank you so much for coming, you guys, to the Palladium Lounge. Come see us. Upstairs in the gift shop. And thank you to Pat and Josh for participating in this madness. Let's hear it for them. They put on their finest flip-flops and came by and tore it up. You guys did a great job. It was super fun.
I had fun.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was fun, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Brendan Walsh,
Weezer,
everybody.
Right? Come on, this is a great fucking time.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Weezer, Sebado, Dinosaur Jr. What
awesome.
Happened to Gene Ween?
Extreme. I want to thank Weezer for having us on the boat, man. Thank these guys
so
much.
That's awesome that they had us on the boat.
It's insane that this thing is existing.
Thank you.
And Brendan, you got any gigs coming up you want to tell the listeners about?
I will be... I'll be in San Francisco at the Sketch Fest.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be there, too. It's going to
be
fun.
There.
Theater.
And super, then after that,
super fun.
I'll just come to your place and tell some dick jokes to you if you want.
That sounds good.
Pay me like $40.
And Graham Elwood, everybody.
Graham Elwood. Go to my website, grahamelwood.com. I will be coming to a city near you. Here's an autographed beach ball.
Wait, what?
Oh, steady now. Steady. Nice.
We got a beach ball fight in the crowd.
Damn.
All right. Thank you guys so much once again. And thanks to Weezer. Thanks to Carnival. Thanks to Sixth Man, who puts the whole cruise together.
Sixth Man.
Scott. And as always, Newt Gingrich is a shithead.
I think he's technically a douchebag.
Yeah.
Brendan Walsh is a shithead.
Wait, who said that?
The person you were playing for?
No, I wasn't playing
for
that lady.
Birthday.
You called me a shithead?
And this is the best one. Thank you, mustache lady. Graham Elwood is a shithead.
Yeah!
Well, Graham Elwood.
I'll be your shithead.
To watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.